Jo. M, Ö, U, pardon. M, U, R, P, H, Y.
Oui.
M, A, R, T, I, N. Murphy Martin.
Oui.
Bon.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is Murphy Martin. I've been talking with some of your representatives there by telephone two or three times in recent weeks, and they referred me to Mr. Mai Van Bo. However, this matter, since Mr. Bo does not speak English and something new has developed, and I ask that you please forgive me for calling you at this hour. I realize it's late in Paris, but the matter is of such urgency that I wanted to get the message to you this evening. I am calling for Mr. Ross Perot, and I want Ross Perot. Do you understand?
Yes.
For Mr. Ross Perot. Wait a minute. I'm calling.
Leave a message.
Yes, I want to leave a message.
I'll take down the message.
Very good. The message.
I'll forward because there is nobody now here.
Right. Now, the message is this, and I hope that we get it correctly because it is urgent and most important.
Yes.
Mr. Perot says, please convey to Mr. Xuan Tui or Mr. Li Duc To or the ranking member of your delegation that he thinks it is possible.
He thinks
it is possible.
Possible.
Yes. To get the release.
To get the release.
Of the Chicago 8.
Of the Chicago?
Chicago 8.
How do you spell?
Chicago?
Yes.
C-H-I-C-A-G-O. Yes. Chicago, okay. Illinois 8.
Chicago
8, like the numeral 8.
Yes.
He thinks it's possible to get the release of the Chicago 8 for North Vietnam. It is most urgent that Mr. Perot's top aide.
Mr. Perot. Yes.
Representative, meet with your people immediately.
Representative, Mr. Perot's representative meets
with your people.
With your people. Yes.
In private.
Yes.
Secretly.
Secretly.
To discuss this in further detail.
To discuss. In further detail.
Yes.
Yes.
Would you read back what you have, please, so we will know for sure it is correct?
Yes. Mr. Perot, please convey to Mr. Xuan Thuy or Mr. Le Duc Tho or any other high ranking in the delegation that he thinks it is possible to get the release of the Chicago 8 for North Vietnam. Most urgent that Mr. Perot's representative meet with your people in private, secretly, to discuss it in further detail.
Yes, and as soon as we get the word, we will be leaving for Paris immediately.
Yes, now you are in the United States.
We are in Dallas at the moment, as soon as we get word from you, but it must be soon. We do not know how long this opportunity will present itself.
Yes, and to what address the reply should get?
The address should be to Mr. Perot.
Yes.
That's Mr. Ross Perot.
Yes.
R-O-S-S.
Yes.
P-E-R-O-T.
Yes.
Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
Now, it would save time if you would telephone collect your reply.
Yeah.
Preferably this evening, if at all possible, or as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
Yes.
And let me give you...
Because the responsible mail now are
yes.
here.
I understand that. But as soon as they return, if you would give them the message, and our telephone numbers in Dallas are, and I will give them, I'll give you two.
Yes.
The telephone number is, in other words, the area code for both of these numbers is 214. I did not give it to you for the first telephone number, but it is the same area code, 214.
Yes.
But, sir, I cannot impress on you too much the urgency of response to this call, because Mr. Perot is not sure how long this opportunity will present itself. He feels that it's something that cannot be further discussed on the telephone. It must be discussed in person, and his representative will be en route to Paris as soon as you reply and set a meeting time to discuss this secretly and quietly.
I understand it. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, sir, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye.